I'd like to call the Services Committee meeting to order for Monday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. And I need a motion to approve the agenda. Mr. Perkins, seconded by Mr. Denisha. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we need a motion to approve the minutes from last month. Mr. Arquette, seconded by Mr. Fay. All in favor?
Aye.
And I guess we move right into the resolutions. We have one for the Office for the Aging. We need a motion for authorizing the chair to sign the 2019 annual update plan for funding with the New York State Office for the Aging. Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, so this is our annual plan for funding that we submit with the New York State Office for the Aging that will submit all of our state and federal requests for 2019.
Any questions for Andrea? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to public health. We need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Dr. McKendra Thakur for the TB program in the Public Health Department. Mr. Burke, and seconded by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell.
So this is an annual contract that we have signed. The doctor is a consultant for our TB program, should we have any questions.
Any questions for Dana on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Dr. Benjamin Gruda for pharmacist services in the Public Health Department. Mr. Perkins and Mr. Burke.
This is also just an annual contract with a pharmacist, so he can take a look at our policies and our procedures, and he comes in to answer questions as well.
Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Vineski and Company for Article 6 state aid processing for the Public Health Department. Mr. Burke and Mr. Perkins.
This is an annual contract. They help us to administer and do the reports for the state aid that we do the claiming to the state. We also took on this year with this company, they have a new tracking system. So it's been very helpful for us for the last 5 months. We've been tracking staff time to see how much allocation they have towards each of the programs.
Any questions or discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract for early intervention services for the Public Health Department. Mr. Burke and Mr. Perkins. Thank you.
So this is an annual contract so that we can do the EI work that we do. And this is just to show what charges we have for the services that we offer. There has been no change in the services price in the last 4 to 5 years.
Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract with James McGinnis and Associates, Inc. to provide billing processing software for the pre-K program in the Public Health Department. Mr. Denisha and Mr. Perkins.
This is an annual contract for the software program we use to bill the services for the pre-K program. This is where we get all the information from the school districts, and then we're able to bill for the Medicaid services that that we provide.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need a motion for authorization to fill a Secretary 1 position in the Public Health Department. Mr. Arquette and Mr. Forsyth.
So this position has recently been vacated, and it's primarily responsible for the administration of the EI program. They do all of the referrals, they contact the doctors, and keep all of the charts kind of in order for our for the service coordinators. They are also backup to the main admin support that we have for the department as well.
Any questions on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion for authorization to fill a registered professional nurse position in the Public Health Department. Mr. Akers, seconded by Mr. Burke.
This position is to fill for an RN who is a service coordinator for the EI program. We currently have about 110 kids in the program, and so each of the RNs do carry a caseload between 30 to 40 kids.
Any questions or discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion for authorization to fill a senior account clerk position in the Public Health Department. Mr. Arquette and Mr. Perkins.
This position is needed to help to do the administration of the seven grant programs that we have just in our department. They do all of the quarterly submissions, help with time allocations, and kind of keep us going on the grants, make sure that we're going to be using the funds that we have and that we don't kind of exceed. They also help out with the rabies program and with the coroner's program as well. This person pays all of the bills for the department.
Yes, Mr. Arquette.
The person that was in the position, yes, got a promotion, so yes.
Any other questions for Dana? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Dana. On to social services. We have another long list here. We need, first one, we need a motion for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Department of Social Services. Mr. Akers and Mr. Forsyth.
So this first proposed resolution is for a caseworker position that has been made vacant by a retirement. It is in the preventive side of child welfare. So this is where we have workers primarily focused on responding when Child Protective Services caseworkers have identified family or children who are in need of preventive services to prevent neglect, maltreatment, and abuse.
Any questions for Chris on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion for authorization to fill a keyboard specialist position in the Department of Social Services. Mr. Arquette, seconded by Mr. Perkins.
So this is one of the key clerical positions in child welfare, also on the preventive side, and is connected with a unit that's taking care of foster care, adoptions, home finding. And it is because of a resignation that the position is vacated, but absolutely essential to make sure that the clerical work that's required is done.
Any questions or discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion for authorization to abolish a coordinator of community health services position and create and fill a Secretary 1 position in the Department of Social Services. Motion, Mr. Burke, sorry, and second, Mr. Baker.
This proposed resolution is really about a reallocation of employees. We have a vacant coordinator of community health services position that we'd like to abolish and instead create a Secretary 1 position to provide essential clerical services and child welfare.
Any questions? Yes, Mr. Lightfoot.
What are the duties of the position that's going to be abolished, and if we're going to abolish that position, I guess the bottom line is, why do we need it to begin with?
We needed it to begin with because at the time the program had a nurse requirement in it, and we thought that we would have to have a nurse. We have operated the program with our doing the assessments ourselves with the licensed nurse in that role, but in fact we are able to use other nurses and other agencies to do that work, and so that we have also reassigned the supervision that was carried out by the person in this role. So I think it, without this position, it will still work fine.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one. Authorization. We need motion for authorization to abolish a senior clerk position and create and fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services. Mr. Perkins and Mr. Burke.
So this is an effort to abolish a position that we have needed, but not as much as we need a social welfare examiner. And so with an increase from in 2015, 550 cases to September 2018, where we have 660 cases, we're trying to address this by shifting to have a social welfare examiner in this role.
Any questions or discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next one, we need a motion for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services. So, Mr. Perkins, seconded by Mr. Arquette.
Thank you. So this is a position that is vacant because of a promotion. It is in the temporary assistance SNAP area where eligibility decisions need to be made. We have, as you know, had some new positions. I think we have four new folks in there. We also have permission to fill a couple of positions. One of them was a probationary period that was not successful. But in order to get the work done well and timely, we need to make sure that we are replacing this position.
Any questions on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion modifying the 2018 budget for social services for accessibility improvements at the H.B. Smith Building. Mr. Denisha, seconded by Ms. Bell.
So these improvements are improvements that are going to be paid for by federal share and the SNAP bonus award, and will allow us to carry out accessibility and other improvements in the building. Among them, some that can be done even before the end of the year, potentially. And so this is a resolution to modify the budget and also allow these improvements to take place.
Yes, Mr. Akers.
Is this something, Mike, that your staff is going to be doing or will be contracting out?
It'd be very similar work to what's being done to the entrances here at the courthouse.
So contracted out. Thank you.
Did you, Mr. Forsyth?
Yeah. How is the SNAP bonus determined? I never heard that before. Call ever here.
Right. So it's not every year. I think the last time may have been, good number of years ago. But it's funding that is made available to help with the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So employees who are delivering the program and also clients who are accessing the program. So because the program is in the Smith Building, the improvements in the building are eligible for that. And we submitted a plan back in June that was approved that also I think allowed for some other technological improvements as well in the building.
Good. All right.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion modifying the 2018 budget for social services for training and general services. Mr. Akers, seconded by Mr. Fay.
So this budget modification is related to cost being higher than anticipated and also makes use of lower appropriations. And you may notice at the bottom it has a decrease in revenue. That revenue is what's tied to the decrease in the appropriations. So those are safety net appropriations. The total amount for that allocation would be $3.8 million.
Any questions on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a memorandum of understanding with the New York State Office of Children and Family Services for funding for registration and inspection of child daycare providers. Mr. Burke and Mr. Perkins.
So you may recall that in the annual resolution, one of the lines has to do with the spending of money for this child care registration and inspection. This is about the receiving of the funds. So we sign an agreement not only with the Child Care Council for the expenditure of the funds, but we also sign an agreement with the Office of Children and Family Services to receive the money, and that's what this is about.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion modifying the 2018 budget for Social Services for Medicaid surplus refunds. Mr. Perkins and Mr. Burke.
So this resolution is related to funds that are actually going straight to the state, but when refunds, in this case the Medicaid surplus refunds, are of a more significant amount, these just under $600,000, we need to adjust the budget to allow for that.
Any questions on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And the last one, for Social Services, we need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract between the Department of Social Services and Information Technology Department for information technology support and modifying the 2018 budget for Social Services. Mr. Arquette, Mr. Perkins. Thank you.
So this proposed resolution increases the amount of the existing resolution that you passed in January that would allow an agreement between the Department of Social Services and IT for services. And as the year has progressed, it's become clear that initial amount was not high enough. And so this is maximizing reimbursement by adjusting the amount up.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And now we have community services. The first one, we need a motion for authorization to abolish one licensed practical nurse position and one licensed mental health counselor position and create and fill one registered professional nurse position in community services. Mr. Lightfoot, seconded by Mr. Perkins. Go ahead, Jay.
Several months ago, the board allowed us to potentially hire a licensed practical nurse, an LPN, and we have not moved forward with that for several reasons. One of the important things that we're wanting a RN for is for triage purposes. So for instance, if we get a history and physical that comes in from a primary care physician, an LPN cannot necessarily look at that, make an assessment and or recommendations to the prescribers. Additionally, if a client calls and they present with, you know, a medical problem or side effects or things like that, an LPN cannot triage that and make recommendations such as go to the emergency room, contact your physician, or schedule an appointment at the clinic. Additionally, the LPN is not billable. In moving forward, we'd like to increase on the chemical dependency side two specific services that we could use a registered nurse for. The first being is a health assessment visit, and this is a preliminary assessment for new patients coming in for chemical dependency services. It's a face-to-face service for the purpose of reviewing their physical health information, along with gathering information, and there's an assessment. This assessment process, and a key word being assessment, is an opportunity to engage the individual in the treatment process. That's a 45 to 60 minute session at a rate of $135 per session. The brief treatment visit is more of an ongoing checkup that we would like to provide to the chemical dependency clients. And again, it's a face-to-face meeting, that being 15 to 30 minutes with a reimbursement of $41.60. So in a worst case scenario, so to speak, Because right now, I think we could easily have them do 7 a week, and I base it on 6 per week in terms of the health assessments, because we get about 7 new intakes, and we're talking about the Canton Clinic. We get about 7 new intakes a week at that particular clinic, and we're pretty hard-pressed sometimes to have a nurse on staff because the nurse in the chemical dependency clinic travels abroad to other clinics as well. So she did 6 per week. That would have an annual revenue of $38,592. If she did, that's the health assessments, the initial assessment. The brief treatment, if she did 14 a week, which would, what that would be is every time they come in for a medicated assisted treatment appointment, they would first meet with the nurse for this check-in. If they did 14 a week, that would come to $27,995, a total revenue of $66,571. If in a better scenario, because what this will do, this is the brief assessments will alleviate some of the things that the practitioners have to do with the clients during their time with them. So if we can knock down the time that the providers are meeting with these patients, we could increase the brief assessments to 20 a week, bringing that to $39,936. That combined with the health assessments, potential revenues of $84,960. Kind of on the backdrop of kind of one of what's going on, we have applied for a behavioral health transformations fund grant for $50,000 for recruitment and salary of a nurse practitioner and $80,000 for a certified recovery peer advocate, which is an OASIS credentialed peer who goes through training and then is charged with providing outreach and engagement to get the substance use disorder folks into their appointments. We have not applied, but in the process of applying for New York State opioid response grant for $150,000. And with those monies, we could buy more telepractice equipment, we could purchase a vehicle for a mobile clinic, or we could hire an additional nurse practitioner or additional staff, clinic staff. So if we get the grants, there's $280,000 possibly for the clinics to battle the opioid epidemic.
So any questions for Jay on that? Yes, Mr. Burke.
Jay, what did you say the reimbursement was for the initial assessment?
$134.
For the nurse?
Yes.
For the nurse. And there's no problem billing so that they would see the nurse for a health assessment if it was a walk-in, and then they'd see a counselor, and there's no problem billing the two on the same day?
Well, actually, they encourage bundled services because if someone's in the clinic, they like you to provide those bundled, they call them bundled services. Yes, they encourage that. Because because if they have transportation problems, then they have to come back for an additional visit to the clinic.
No, it's logical to have them together. My question is there any problem with billing them as if they were separate entities, or is it a complex billing code, and how do we make out on that if it is?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure in terms of, it's not necessarily complex care.
When they're seeing two clinicians?
Not necessarily, because it's standard treatment. Complex care would be more, and that's more on the mental health side, when you have someone that's coming in a crisis situation and you think that you're going to have to provide follow-up services in order to maintain them in the community.
But you feel we can get payment for both services?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next one, we need a motion modifying the 2018 budget for community services for the New York State 2018 Special Traffic Options Program grant. Mr. Venetia and Mr. Perkins.
So back, I believe it was in July, we received $22,500 to fill a temporary position so that we could try to cover costs related to the collection of court-ordered DWI fines. That position is going to be terminated at the end of the year, and there's additional monies from that grant that if we do not reallocate that, we will lose that, those monies. So we're wanting to move monies within the Stop DWI program, their budget, for alco sensors, blood tests, and educational material for marijuana.
Any questions or discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The last one for Jay here. We need a motion authorizing the chair to sign a contract with West Corporation for an automated call reminder service. Mr. Aker, seconded by Mr. Perkins. Thank you.
Okay. I spoke before about a call reminder system for all our clinics. So we've been working with the ID department and narrowing down the service that we feel we need for the clinics. This happens to be West Corporation, which is currently being utilized by Essex County Mental Health. There'd be initial setup fee of $199 and a monthly fee of $547. You know, currently our no-show rate, it fluctuates, but if you put in the disparate primary care clinic, we're probably still looking anywhere between 30% and 50%, you know, no-show cancellation rate. So this one that we picked would utilize both email, text, or telephone calls, whichever way we would like to have that set up. I think we foresee using the text and the call features at increments of 24 hours before their appointment, 3 days before their appointment, and 7 days before their appointment. And we can set up, you know, response options, like they can press 1 to confirm the appointment, they can press 2 to reschedule, and they can press 3 if they would like a call back. There's other options, but I'm just giving that as an example. You know, and we're really trying to determine when, you know, you schedule an appointment. Sometimes it's a month out, sometimes, you know, it could be a week, could be a month. For some people it's 3 months if it's just for a medication follow-up. And their schedules change. So if we can give them an opportunity to cancel, remind them, and then cancel, we can backfill those appointments so that we can keep the clinician's schedule more full.
Mr. Forsyth.
Does the other county have any statistics? Has it helped improve?
I didn't ask the county. The website of this particular manufacturer, you read their feedback, and on that it's anywhere between 18% and 48% increase in attendance.
Okay, so it's worth a try, and we can evaluate.
I mean, if we get 10 people to show up,
sure,
it's going to pay more than pay for itself in a month.
Okay,
Mr. Aker or Mr. Arquette.
Jay, outside the 30-day trial period, what's the length of the commitment to this company?
Sure, if I remember if it was month to month. I think it's month to month, but I'd have to check on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Burke?
We're just leasing the equipment. I mean, they don't have access to any kind of HIPAA protected information.
No, it's an automated upload into their system based on the scheduler within IMA. So it would be, you know, phone numbers that would be random, that would be uploaded into this software product.
But they don't have access to any of the data that we're uploading?
I don't believe so, no.
And do we ask the client's permission to use that?
Yes, we'll have to do that, yeah. And I can check on whether or not they get any PHI, but I don't believe they do.
Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jay. Okay. And the last resolution for the Youth Bureau, we're going to have Andrea talk about. Joanne is not here. We need a motion for authorization to fill a Discover Your Future Here employment coordinator position in the Youth Bureau. Mr. Arquette and Mr. Denisha.
So this is an authorization to create and fill a Discover Your Future Here employment coordinator position in the Youth Bureau. This is a temporary position that is entirely grant funded. There are no benefits attached, so as soon as the grant is, the funds are exceeded, the position goes away.
This is a resolution you may remember last month we pulled from the agenda. We needed to look at the position in the summertime. The Youth Bureau fills a coordinator position, and I believe in past years, this Discover Your Future Here is a relatively new grant that now is, I believe, in its fourth year. And so this warranted an additional opportunity for Human Resources to look at the title, the job specifications, and make sure it fits. So this in its form now that the vacancy committee supported is the form that, we believe will be appropriate for this work.
Any questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And I believe, is there any older new business for this committee? Yes, Mr. Burke?
Well, I'm not sure where to bring this up, but it had to do with the vote that we took at last meeting on employee recognition. And you know, my colleagues put forth an argument, and most of us voted for it. There is a loose end that, personally, I'd like to see tied up, and I'd like to make a resolution that would guarantee that $240 contribution by adjusting the salary for the next 4 years, $240 less each year. It's very difficult to do anything with employee recognition and without having a fixed budget and knowing how much money you're actually going to have. So the idea that we should be contributing to that, I think most of us, if not all of us, embrace that idea. The idea that we're just going to leave it dangling without some kind of assurance that it will be funded is not, I don't think it's in the interest of planning a good recognition program. And I would say that, you know, for those people who are more fiscally astute, I'd prefer to donate my money before taxes, and again, that's just no issue with the donation. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a problem with the concept, but I do think we need to tie up the loose ends and assure that $3,600 is going to be put into an account for employee recognition. So I offer that resolution and ask for a second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? And yes, Mr. You're going to second? Mr. Akers, did you have a comment?
Yep, I'll speak to the resolution. In talking with Ruth and how it had to be done with payroll, it has to be done after taxes. Your $20 a month income, you have to pay taxes on that. I really would really be surprised if any legislator did not sign that commitment. We cannot force any legislator to actually sign for that $20 deduction. And for any legislator that did not want to contribute $20, you know, I would contribute it out of my salary. So I think the original resolution called for a budget of $2,000, and that $2,000 was actually going to be coming out of the taxpayers. And your original resolution was for $4,000, which I thought was a burden that the taxpayers did not need in addition to what they're contributing now, and that I could compromise with the $2,000. So it was my idea that, because we are the ones that determine who the staff, how many people that we hire, and that actually we actually are the employers in this particular case, that it would be our responsibility to reward our employees coming out of our monies. So I would like it to remain the same as it is now. And then in January, if we have members that do not wish to contribute $20, I would submit it out of my salary. So I'm going to vote no on this resolution. I think it's up to us, to come through with the money on our own. And I don't anticipate anybody not doing. I think there'll be $3,600 that will be coming in.
Mr. Urquhart?
That's good that the chairman thinks it will be there. What this does is it definitively ensures that it will be there, and it'll allow our administrator to plan employee recognition. So I would encourage everybody to support this. This is clean, clear, cut and dry, that much money will be, and it's coming from the legislators. I think it just makes sense to go this route. Thank you.
Mr. Berg?
Just a question on what Kevin said. We are still in the year before the new group takes over, so we do have the right to adjust salary, if my understanding is correct. So that by adjusting salary to be $240 less for each person, it is in effect a contribution, and it's before taxes because our salary is lowered to whatever. Is that an accurate assessment? I'm just, again, I'm not the accountant in the group, so.
That would, in effect, as you all recall, the salary adjustments were moved to 12, 14, and 17, and that would reduce them all to 11,760, 13,760, and likewise 16,760 prior to.
Renisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. this is, as I stated before, I think the employee recognition is something that's very important. It's not going to be, you're not going to buy a heck of a lot of anything with $3,600, but a lot of goodwill. I agree with Mr. Akers that, I can't imagine anybody that would not sign up to have $20 a month taken out of their pay. However, I also agree with Mr. Burke that, if the salaries are adjusted to reflect that, then it doesn't matter, and we know that we're going to have a fixed amount of money to deal with. Again, I could not imagine that anyone would not sign up, but dealing with a known is a lot easier than dealing with an unknown.
I, for one, like the idea of it being voluntary. I think that says more. So I will probably be not supporting the resolution. I think it being voluntary, like I said, I think it sends a more powerful statement, I think. Anybody else? Any other comments? Did you want to say something again, Mr. Burke? I saw you. Oh, Mr. Forsyth.
Okay, so we do that. So are we going to set a separate fund? How are you going to do that? Or that you just have a budget item of 3,600 employee recognition and just pull from that? Or
it would be effectively transferred from the salary lines to the fund that Renee's set up in an account.
Okay. So either way, it's no big deal either way.
However the board would like.
All right.
Well, I'm still going to vote no. I think, just like you said, Mr. Colbert, that is more meaningful for us to actually volunteer that, and that was the whole point of why I brought the resolution forward. Thank you.
Which is exactly what we're doing: volunteering a reduction in our pay, coming from our pay. You're mentioning words. This just cleans it up. It clarifies it that there will be X amount of dollars coming from us, a reduction in our approved salary. So this is us volunteering to give that money by supporting this. So if you'd like to volunteer to do that, you should support this resolution.
Yes.
What it brings into it is the suspicion that we would not contribute. and it takes away any opportunity or whatever. It's about the meaning of the whole effort. So,
any other comments or discussion on that? So we need to have a vote on Mr. Burke's motion to. Can you explain it again, Mr. Burke, if you don't mind?
The motion would be to reduce the previously approved salaries by $240 a year for each salary grade for the next 4 years. And then at the end of 4 years, you know, we'll have to figure out, should we continue this? I mean, we can't make plans beyond that anyways as far as the salary adjustment. So so that would be the resolution to assure that, and for planning purposes, to assure that that money is there.
Does everybody, yes, Mr. Lightfoot?
Question for the county administrator. What happens if next year, or the year after, or the year after that, the legislator or legislators comes to you and tells you, I don't want $20 taken out of my check?
The board would have to take up the issue.
Mr. Burke?
Well, I guess my
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we not then forcing something on somebody who may not want to do this down the road? And what right do we have to do that?
Mr. Perkins, you haven't spoken yet?
I'm not sure why we're debating this. I didn't get into this for the money. I got into it to do the job. I'd take the money out of our take the money out of the salary. It's no questions after that. It's cut and dry. The employee recognition is there. It's done. That's my thought.
Did you raise your hand, Mr. Arquette?
Okay.
Mr. Burke?
Oh, yeah,
I think in answer to Joe's question, the right that we have is the same right that we had to raise our salaries to begin with. So what we're doing is, in recognition of what was brought up last week, we're locking in a predictable dollar amount for the next 4 years. So we're adjusting salaries the same as we adjusted salaries back several months ago. So I don't think there's any question about our right to do that, that we can adjust salaries up until the 1st of January was my understanding. So we're just simply coming up with a mechanism to pay for it. That's all.
Mr. Akers.
So in the event with this resolution, then there would have to be an actual fund set up that actually would come out of the general fund now.
That's correct.
So salaries would be reduced by $240. And then so the taxpayers, well, in theory, would now be on the hook for this because it would have to come out of the general fund.
They're paying
the reduction would come from us.
We're paying either way,
but that's what it would be. Now it would be an item in the general fund, correct?
Correct.
That would be subject to the tax levy. Good, thank you.
Mr. Perkins.
But it's all subject to the tax levy. The money's all coming from the same place. This is just making it definitive. That's all.
Okay.
Mr. Burke, did you want to include language, because we'll prepare a resolution should it be successful, about a four-year review in the resolution? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, does everybody understand the resolution? All right. Roll call vote. Okay. Yes.
Are we binding the new board, the newly elected board members, to something?
We're adjusting their salary, so we're binding them to the salary that you know, like your salary was going to be $12,000 next year. Now it's going to be $11,760.
Yeah.
So this will bind
if this resolution passes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Arquette.
We're the same body that bound the next group to inherit or to gain a $3,000 raise in their salary. So I'm not certain where Mr. Leader was going with that question.
Okay. Ready for the vote?
Roll call vote.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Forsythe?
No.
Lightfoot?
No.
LaPierre?
No.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
No.
Burke?
Yes.
8 yes, 5 no, 2 absent.
Motion carries. Thank you. Is there anything else for old or new business? We will be doing the county administrator's report and executive session if needed in the operations committee meeting. If there's nothing else, we are adjourned.